I'm gonna start. I'll start. I got a question for you. Who has the worst fan base in the MLB?
Worst fan base? You mean like Nat, like rowdies?
I think this could be good and bad. Like if you're giving a fan base credit for being the worst, it probably means they're pretty good for their own team, I guess. So who, yeah, like for you?
Yeah. Worst, most hostile place we played this year was Cleveland in the postseason. That place was rocking.
Yeah.
That was fun. I've never had an entire stadium flip me off before, and that was that was pretty cool to experience. You know, I thought that was fun. But those fans are good though too. I mean, they're rowdy. They'll let you have it if you're wearing. You know, I had some buddies in the stands, and you know, there was some stuff going back and forth. But yeah, that was a good place to play because their fans were solid.
Was that a two first timers for you to have a whole stadium flipping you off, and then for you to tell a whole stadium to shut the fuck up?
Yeah. Same, you know, same game. So that was like innings after each other. You know, I'm coming into the dugout. Big moment, and there's like fans flipping me off and, you know, screaming whatever, and I just responded in the moment. I don't really know where that came from, but that was good. You know, in hindsight, maybe I shouldn't have done it, but I thought it, you know, it's all competitive, and it's, you know, it's fun. It all comes from a good place.
I think it's what baseball needs, so keep doing more of that if you feel like it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably not do that again, you know, maybe not until the postseason or something like that. You know, I think that's where I'll save those things for.
Good idea.
It's awesome. So if you, let's give you a hypothetical really quick. If you had to go 12 rounds with the Family Guy chicken, who's coming out with the win?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I love Family Guy, but I'm not winning that. You know, those fights are 20 minutes long, and they're all the time. Yeah. You know, I don't know how often they do those fights, but yeah, I'm not winning that. Family Guy is actually like my show in season. Like, you get home from the game and you just need something to throw on, and usually I throw on sports, but when you're in season, they'll just rerun like your game, and if you had a bad one, like, or a good one, I don't want to watch it. You know, it's kind of like, it's already happened. So I'll run through Family Guy. You know, I think I've bought every single season on Amazon Prime, so I got them all on my on my iPad, and I'll run through that. But yeah, I don't think I'm winning. Those are some pretty good battles for sure.
But bro, you've watched him so many times. You got the advanced scouting. I feel like you have at least a little bit of an edge.
He's relentless. That guy's relentless. I don't think I have that in me. You know, the torture to endure what he endures. I don't think I got that. That's some, like, I'd have to go through some Navy SEAL training or something to get there. But yeah,
you'd come home after eight innings, 104 pitches, and just walk right into the friggin' 30 minute. Here you go. You and chicken. You'd be screwed.
Those episodes are hilarious too. They're just the best. They don't make sense, and it's just like, oh yeah, here's a chicken fighting. And yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I love Family Guy. It's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
If you go toe-to-toe with prime Barry Bonds for 50 at-bats, how many times are you punching him out?
Oof, dude, that guy never struck out. See, that's, someone asked me the at-bat that I would want the most in the big leagues, and I'm like, why not go against Barry? It's a win-win. You know, the greatest hitter of all time, if I get him out, I'm one of few, and if I didn't get him out, he's the greatest hitter ever. It's like, there's nothing to lose in that matchup, but I may strike him out four. Is that too many? Four times? I don't think I'm walking him, to be honest. I don't think I'm walking him. I don't really like walking guys in general. I'd rather watch him hit the ball. If nobody's on. If somebody's on, maybe we do some different things. If it's just me and him, nobody on base, I really don't think I'm going to walk him. I'm going to see how far he can hit the ball. But maybe strike him out three times. That I think that'd be a successful, you know, day for me.
For sure.
He can hit the ball pretty fucking far. I'm old enough to watch him in his prime.
I remember watching him as a kid. Like, it's insane. I mean, you watch every year, you know, when Aaron Judge is doing his thing, or, you know, Bobby Witt or Juan Soto, these guys that are studs, you know, and elite superstars. You look at them and they got 1,000 OPSs, and you're like, okay, if Aaron Judge does this, you know, for 10 more years, is he the best player of all time? You know, or finishes his New York contract doing that, is he the best player of all time? And recency bias will come in and you'll be like, yeah, he's the best player of all time if he does that. And then you go look at Barry Bonds and it's like, holy shit. Hmm. He was doing 1300 OPSs for 5-6 seasons. He was winning, you know, MVPs at age, you know, whatever, 36. It's like, dude, that's just, it's unheard of. It's unheard of. And then you go down the rabbit hole of like, you know, Willie Mays, and then, you know, that just, then you're comparing different games. You know, the game's different now than it was when Barry was playing. I think everyone can agree on that. I think pitching is the best it has ever been. So it's like, would Barry do that in today's game? I'm in the box of yes. Yeah, I think he would do that. And I think he'd probably walk more. But he might even hit more homers because guys would, I don't think he'd get intentionally walked as much. You know, you just don't see it as much in today's game. You know, or maybe you don't see it just because it's one of these four and the guy's on first and you don't see the actual throws. But I mean Barry's the best. I mean, it's incredible what he accomplished as a player. It's insane. I don't think it'll ever, those type of numbers are crazy.
I would love to plug you and Judge into that era of baseball and watch both of you just PED'd out of your minds going in. That'd be sick. That'd be sick. Here comes 106, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not even like a anti-steroid guy, to be honest. I think what happened then saved the game, you know, and it was a part of the game. You know, it was like, I mean, if you weren't on it, I don't understand what you were doing. I mean, it wasn't being tested for, all that stuff, you know. So I am. I want the game to be policed the way it's supposed to be, but it's the same stuff with like foreign substance for pitchers. Like, it was just such an ingrained thing into baseball that, you know, with eras and generations, things come and go. But now I'm like, hey, I want guys policed because I'm not using stuff. So I want to make sure the guys aren't using it. But back in the day, it was a different game. It was a different game, and baseball needed it. You know, they needed home runs and all that stuff.
I agree. I got a question. You go live, I guess, is it live when you won the Cy Young Award, right? You're at your house, I presume, with the family and friends.
Yeah.
I think Skeens won the Rookie of the Year a couple days earlier. I don't know the timing of it, right? Do you show the wife, like, look at these memes, babe? Can't happen here, okay? Let's get this right. Like, we don't want to be this. Do you practice that or what?
Yeah, I will say, I mean, you saw those, and I like Paul. I think he's a good dude, and all my interactions, he's like 22 or something, and he's like a professional guy at all times, you know. It's tough because they don't play the TV behind you. They just have you with an earpiece.
So you're delayed.
Oh, you got me?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, I'm lagged. Come on, Wi-Fi.
We can crop this part out, man. No worries.
Well, I would like my Wi-Fi to work.
Thought he was doing like a delayed bit, like when he won.
That's exactly what I was thinking right there. You a Spectrum guy?
Oh, let me. I don't know how to. Oh, I'm back.
Yes, sir. You're in.
Are you guys good? Can you see me?
Yep.
Because you guys are like glitched on my screen, but it's all right.
Yeah, the recording on this end's doing great.
Okay. Yeah. So back to the Paul thing. So when you're sitting there, they have all the cameras there, right? And they're all behind you, but you don't have a TV on of a live feed. So like, you don't know. You know, it's like very awkward because you're the only one that can hear what's going on and there's no TV going on. So I could totally see how it getting like messed up. So I was like, you know, when they said like, you're the Cy Young winner, when Pedro said that, no one behind me could hear any of it. So it was kind of awkward in that aspect. But so I could totally see how that happened, you know, and after the fact.
Yeah, that's just brutal. Terrible luck on his part. So
let me try to, can I leave and come back?
Yeah, that should work.
Cause this is everything's.
If you leave and, oh, never mind. I was going to say, if you leave and don't come back, I'm going to be front row in Cleveland this season. Fuck you.
double birds, bro. I hope Donovan can let him back in. He should be able to just hop in, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. What if Donovan's on the other side screaming, no, 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 no.
Yeah, don't do it.
Check the group message.
Going straight there right now.
I might call him.
Doesn't it send you to the lobby? It doesn't send you.
Yeah, you go right to the lobby first, I think.
Yeah, I'd call Donovan. My issue.
He said he's coming right back on. I guess live he's listening right now.
That's good. He's like, what
bro,
the fuck?
No shot idiots. I said Tariq, bro.
Oh man.
Just got the yip.
I was like,
dude.
Tariq. I straight up yipped the heck out of that name. Oh my gosh.
Can you guys hear me?
I was over here. Yeah, we're good. We're good.
All right. I pulled it up on my phone. I think my Wi-Fi just went out, so that's good.
I told these guys, I said, if he leaves and doesn't come back, I'm going to be front row in Cleveland next year. Just fuck you, bro.
Perfect.
Right behind home plate for 7 fucking innings.
Good.
We're just making fun of me for yipping your name, bro.
That's my life, bro. I'm good.
Speaking of bizarre things, what is the most bizarre or unexpected thing a batter has ever said to you during a game?
Bizarre or unexpected? Oh, I forget the name. It's Kansas City third baseman. Like 3 years ago, he struck out and yelled out, like, this was like when no fans were in the stands, and it was like the loudest scream, like fuck. I don't know what it was, but it scared me on the mound. I was like, I looked back and I was like, oh shit, is he coming? Like I thought we were like clearing, you know, over something, and I was like, I forget his name. Damn. That was three. I think it was in 21, Kansas City at home. Strikeout on a pitch, like, way out of the zone. I think he was, I mean, clearly upset with himself or maybe kind of in a slump of sorts. But, it startled me. I looked back, and I was like, dude, I thought he was coming. You know, I thought we were about to go at it. And I'm like, wait, I didn't do anything, you know. But, yeah, I think that I was actually scared. I was actually scared on the mound for one time. You know, it was so loud.
Just about to brawl in front of 100 cardboard cutout fans.
Yeah, there's no one in the stadium. And it's like, I mean, in 21, I don't know what our record was, but it wasn't great. And their record wasn't great. So I'm like, what? I mean, I was so that whole situation I would have been very confused by. But yeah, that was crazy. That's one of the few times I've been scared. I got scared this year. Mark Canna right behind first base. He like grounded out, so I'm running on the mound and he's going to get his glove and he's happening right behind the mound and he lets out another fuck. And it scared the hell out of him. I'm like, whoa, you know, I'm like looking, I'm like, hey, what's up? Are you good? Apparently that scares me when I'm in my thing, you know, but yeah, it happened again this year. And I was like, hey, Mark, like, dude, you scared me. You know, I saw him in the dugout. I'm like, you scared me on the mound right there. I did not expect that. But yeah.
That was awesome. Bro, with how many times people get scared by your fastball up and in, it serves you right, man.
Yeah, that's, and a lot of that's, when I go up and in too far, I actually feel bad because that, you know, those traject machines?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like those ones, the pitching machines, I faced myself in spring training. And I mean, I don't know how guys see it. I really don't know how guys, I'm convinced they don't know where it is. And they just swing and hit it. Because I see it and I'm like, dude, there's no way I could hit that. There's no way I could hit that.
This guy jumped in the box against himself and went, I'm going to be a fucking Cy Young this year. Triple crown. Oh, fucking sign me up.
I'm watching and they throw in like sinkers and it's all like your average velo and your average pitch profile, right? But I mean, they're throwing like sliders and I'm like, dude, I actually thought that went the other way. You know, I'm like, I can't see. I guess that's why I pitch. You know, I think hitting is one of the most impressive things to do.
Let me ask you this. Oh, go ahead, Bobby. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask, if you had to give your fastball a nickname, what would it be?
Yeah, that's tough. I don't know. You know, I think Roger, like Roger being the Rocket, like that's like the best nickname I think ever. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it would be, to be honest.
Speaking of hitting against yourself, you got your 10 mil coming this year, which is pretty fucking nice. I think it's gonna be a lot more than that. Let's say I jump in the box against you. You got 10 mil in your pocket and you get 10 pitches against me. I get a million from you for every ball I touch and every pitch I take out of the zone. How much are you walking away with?
Yeah, like touch, like foul off.
Foul off doesn't matter. Just got to touch it.
Yeah, but I got to swing. I mean, I think you'd have decent. I think you'd be able to tip it. You know,
damn, that's what I like to hear.
To be honest, I mean, I think you'd be able to tip it. As far as throwing pitches out of the zone, I mean, if you didn't swing, if you just went up there and took. I think my zone percentage overall last year was like 60-some%. So, I mean, you're going to get – if you just went up there and took, you'd get $3 million, you know, just right off the top. And then if you just were – if you weren't trying to hit and just tip the ball, you'd probably tip, one or two. So I would say you'd probably get five.
That's generous, dude.
I mean,
so
I don't know.
So generous.
If you were to sit in there and say, hey, I'm going to try and get a hit, I would say you're not getting any money. But if you were to say, like, I'm going to tip it, I think that changes things, because then all you have to do is basically put the bat out there and, like, bunt it. You know what I mean?
That is true. We talked about that last week. We were talking about getting hits off pro pitchers. And we're like, the only way we would touch a ball without, like, spending any time training and doing some shit, like getting back into it a little bit, there's not a chance. I watch your Instagram stories. The one from today, throw two pitches in the bullpen. It sounds like a fucking shotgun hitting the glove. I'm like, dude, there's no chance. There's no chance.
Yeah, but like you could foul that off, I think, eventually. Like you would nick it a couple times, and then I would naturally throw some out of the zone a couple times. So it's like, but if you were to say I'm gonna try and get a hit, I don't think so.
We got a fan question, FLEX7. Got to shout this guy out. Favorite road stadium to play in?
Oh, that's a good one. Fenway's probably one, but Wrigley's right there. San Diego's right there. The Yankees are right there. I would say Fenway's one, and then there's a group of all of them right underneath that are that are really fun to play in, but the Fenway, like when you go there, just like the fans are first off incredible. They're like real baseball fans. You know, I think that they understand the game. And then, you know, Sweet Caroline is like the coolest thing ever in the stadium. And then the history there, right? Like you're in a clubhouse that sucks. It's small. There's literally two toilets. That's it in the whole clubhouse. That's all you got. The weight room that you work out in is on the concourse where the fans are. The batting cage, like you go way down the batting cage, it's connected to like a bar that you can open and like look in, and there's, you know, people in there drinking. It's just cool. There's just a really, you know, you feel the history when you go there, like of all the great baseball players that have came through here. And like you sit in the bullpen and you're like, this is where Mariano Rivera like shut things down for years, right? So you sit there and do that, and the Green Monster is its own thing, and the game of baseball there it's always interesting because of the monster. You know, the game is you're never out of it if you're down, because weird things happen there, like, you know, these pop flies start soaring out. There's no foul territory. There's all these weird plays that happen. Yeah, I mean, Fenway's a very fun place to play. And the city of Boston's awesome. The food there is great. Where we stay is right by that street that has all the, I forget the street, it's called like Newberry or something. And they have restaurants that are, you know, we always have a day game on like a Saturday or something, or a Wednesday. And you can go out and have dinner and drinks and all that stuff on this street. And people are just walking it, and you're sitting outside. It's that city too is pretty cool. So I would say Fenway.
Six. We got another fan question from JSmitty757. Which kid from the Sandlot do you most relate to?
Benny the Jet, right?
Man,
the awesome. Best one.
The best one. Done. Next question.
That's good. Fuck, dude. I mean, you just think of Squints, right? I feel like he's an iconic character in that. in that show. Yeah, I would love to be him. You know, that was kind of the funny. He's kind of the funny guy that, you know, plays baseball and just enjoys it, it looks like. So that's kind of who I am.
That's awesome. I got one more fan question from Landon Boach 21. Hopefully I didn't mess that name up. And he says, who do you got, Ohio State or Notre Dame?
Oh, I don't think Ohio State loses, to be honest. I think it might be a boat race. It might be 13 and a half points or more. But Ohio State, I don't know. Losing to Michigan was the best thing that's ever happened to them.
Little fire showed them who they were right before playoffs.
Yeah, good time. That's a good time. Get punched in the mouth and then go play really good football. I mean, I don't remember their quarterback looking this good all season until now. You know, I just don't remember that all season. Will Howard, is it Will Howard?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it is Will Howard. He's good. He looks good. Everything's on time. They have that wide receiver that's like 17 that's got 200 yards receiving a game. It's nuts. They're good. I think it might be a blowout on Monday.
It's a good chance. Good chance.
Bro, that's going to be electric in that stadium if it is a blowout. That's going to be awesome. Speaking of electric, how electric is it in Detroit right now? You got all types of stuff going on right now. You got you guys just absolutely tearing it up, and then you got the Lions dominating. Is it pretty fun being back home?
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm flying tonight. I'm taking a little red eye there. Going to go to the Pistons game and then see if I can mosey over to a Lions game and that playoff game and see what happens. Yeah, I mean, the Pistons are playing really good basketball right now, too. If you look at their kind of record, they're, you know, above 500 playing, you know, a fun brand of basketball, a physical brand of basketball, which is kind of Detroit, right? And then the Lions are kind of doing their thing. I mean, they've exceeded every expectation that a team's put on them this year. And then, you know, even the Wings, you know, they got off to a slow start, but they're kind of picking it up and playing good hockey right now. So it's good because Detroit's a really good sports town and they deserve to have good sports there. So, you know, down the stretch, that last month of baseball at home was, I love pitching at home first off, but, you know, that last month was another level of, you know, I would track out how many starts I'd have at home the rest of the season and look forward to getting back home. So it's fun. And there's kind of this little, you know, community of fans that, you know, all support each sports team the exact same. And as a player, that's all you ask for, you know, have fans to have your back and cheer for you when things go well and pick you up when things go bad. And they do that there. So it's a great town to play in.
That's awesome. What's one thing that you would want all of your fans to know about you that they might not already know?
That's a fucking question right there. I actually like genuinely really enjoy playing there. You know, I really have a ton of fun playing there. I love where I live. I enjoy those 7 months of going to work, you know, every day. It's, you know, I enjoy going to work and I look forward to it, you know, even when times weren't as good as they were as last year. So yeah, I'd say that.
It's awesome.
I know you got a flight to get to soon. I just last question for me. You become an all-star this year. You K up 13 dudes the next day, same day. What was the timeline on that?
Yeah. So I was, you know, they call a team meeting the day before, they send out a text like, hey, team meeting before tomorrow's day game. And I'm slated to throw that game in Cincinnati. And, you know, they announce it to the team before anything comes out public, you know, post game. And, you know, I thought I deserved to be an all-star. But it's just different, you know, you get in that team meeting and then, you know, the nerves and all that stuff starts to flow of it being your first all-star game. And it was the same nerves as, you know, the team meeting when they told me I was going to start opening day. And, we were going for a sweep in Cincinnati and you get told you're an all-star. And to me, I was like, I better go prove that I'm an all-star because the last thing I want is for these announcements to come out at, you know, 5 and I got, you know, shelled today. So I better have a good one. And, I mean, it's hot. It's hot as hell too there. It was so hot. But yeah, you know, there's just a little bit more motivation. We're going for a sweep. We just got swept against the Angels on the prior trip, go to Cincy, kind of turn that road trip around, salvage it instead of going like, you know, 1-7 or whatever. We went 3-4, and there was just a little bit more behind it, and just a little bit more. Our bullpen was a little taxed too, so I kind of felt like I just needed to go out and put on a performance that I'd be proud of around 5 p.m. when those All-Star stuff was announced. So, yeah, there was a little bit more behind it that day, and a little bit more special to me, and then I was able to go put on a good performance.
Does that feel like a big, like, I heard you kind of talk a little bit about this, just what a mental probably leap that is for you to know you're good, and then you get the All-Star, and then you go do your thing. Like, that night, do you feel like you go home and go, yeah, I'm that guy? Like, I think every pitcher takes the mound thinking they're that guy, because you have to, just like every hitter gets in the box, but not everybody's that guy, like that guy, like the season you had. And is there a point where that for you mentally, like in your head, baseball is such an up and down thing. Like, you're that guy, you know, you're that guy. And I think to me, just watching you through the back half of the season, just like, holy shit, this, like, everybody knows that. It's not just you. Now it's like, oh, we got Scooble today. We better fucking score, try to punch one across and shut him out if we want to get a dub. So I think it's so cool to think about that and how that mentally was for you.
Yeah. I mean, you always think, you know, you have the most confidence in yourself, or you think you're this guy, or you think you're just as talented as everybody else. Right. But going to the All-Star game and getting in the clubhouse that we were in and getting to talk to guys around the league about just like baseball and, you know, just, you know, shooting the shit about just random stuff, playing cards, you know, whatever it is. I thought that was really cool. And that was a really cool experience for me. And that's something that gave me a ton of confidence. Like, yeah, I am this good. This isn't just like a, you know, a hot flash or anything like that. And it was cool to hear, you know, some words, you know, around the league too, from other guys acknowledging like who I am on the mound. And that was pretty special stuff. You know, we got to play the Yankees in Williamsport, and, you know, you see what Aaron Judge says about you, and it's like, well, I'm the best player in the game saying that about you, it's only going to help your confidence. So, it was a cool experience all the way around. And then to go, you know, put on a performance and then go to an All-Star game and, you know, get out of there with a zero as quick as can. And then obviously, you know, the Cy Young Award and that stuff that, is pretty, you know, special. You know, not everybody gets to say, you know, a lot of people get to play in the big leagues. Not very many people get to say they won a Cy Young Award. So that's something I'll be able to, you know, hold with me and hopefully be right up behind me, you know, the rest of my life. So, yeah, and it only helps. It only helps, and it only motivates you to work even harder and try to be even, you know, a better version of yourself and be a better teammate for your guys, because you know how much it takes to accomplish what you want to accomplish in this game. And it's a tough game to win it. You know, it's a tough game to win a World Series and or just get to the playoffs. So I think that motivation of all that stuff it only kind of fuels the fire for me.
That's awesome, man. Well, hey, we don't want to take up any more of your time than you have. I know you got to catch a flight, brother. Thank you so much for hopping on, and really do appreciate it. And we hope you crush it, except for Jank. I don't think Jank really wants you to crush it. He wants to be the one guy that was correct.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But all of us, everyone else, we want you there, bro.
Yeah, I should have. He messed after that list came out. I was like, oh, thank God it's Jake messaging me, not Jank, because I'd have been like, nah, bro, I'm not getting on this thing.
Fuck this guy, bro.
Yeah, thanks, right, man. It's always good to have someone on and be able to follow you through the season now, root for you to have a good year, and then watch you and Boris go get that fucking bag. I'm sure he's going to be salivating. So have a good season, dude. We appreciate you big time.
Yes, sir. You guys have a good one.
You too.